Local and national outrage are following two videos that surfaced this week of a Fresno police officer shooting an unarmed 16-year-old boy in the back of the head. Valley Public Radio's Monica Velez has this report.
Fresno advocates, who have long been pushing for change in the police department, plan to protest downtown on Monday night in front of the federal courthouse following graphic videos that show teenager Isaiah Marietta Golding dropping to the ground and a cop saying, "Good shot."
There's a lot of questions that come up just watching the video. We won't know the truth until we go to court, until trial. The truth will come out.
That's Gloria Hernandez, a protest organizer. She's part of a group called Fresno Stolen Lives. Hernandez says from the video, the officer doesn't seem to be in danger.
We're tired of the fact that the DA and the independent police auditor just completely, you know, kissed the Fresno Police Department's investigations and call them justified.
The shooting happened under former Fresno police chief and mayoral candidate Jerry Dyer's watch. The Fresno police chief Andy Hall stands by the officer's use of lethal force, according to a statement. Mayoral candidate Andrew Jan says he supports criminal justice reform, but can't comment on the case because he's a district attorney. In a tweet, presidential candidate Julian Castro wrote, quote, "We have to reform our policing system to end the shoot first, ask questions later mentality that ends far too many black and brown lives," end quote. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.